Canto 6, Chapter 12, Vritrasura's Glorious Death. The Honorable Rishi said, "He, Vritrasura, who thus eager to give up his body, O ruler of men, thought that dying in battle was better than a victory, took up his trident and attacked Indra, the king of the demigods, the way Kaitaba attacked the Supreme Personality when the world was inundated. Like the fire at the end of the Yuga, the king of the demons, with great force, hurled the sharp-pointed trident twirling at the great Indra, while he in great anger loudly roared, 'Dead you are, thou sinner!' Even though the sight of the rotating trident flying towards him like a star falling from the sky was difficult to bear, it did not scare Indra. With his thunderbolt, with 100 hooks, he cut it, together with the arm of Vritra that resembled the body of the Serpent King, in 100 pieces. With one arm missing, he angrily took up his mace of iron against the thunderbolt and, approaching Indra and his elephant, struck him on the jaw with it so that the thunderbolt slipped from the hand of the generous one. That grand and wonderful accomplishment of Vritra was praised by the gods and the demons, the heavenly singers and the association of the perfected souls, but seeing that Indra was in danger, they sincerely lamented, 'Alas, oh, alas!' With Indra, his enemy in front of him, not taking up his thunderbolt from being embarrassed that it had slipped from his hands, Vritrasura said, 'O Lord, take up your thunderbolt and kill your enemy. This is no time for regrets.' Except for the one of creation, annihilation and maintenance, the Lord who knows everything, the original and eternal person, those who, in their dependence desiring to fight, sometimes gather with their weapons, are not always assured of a victory. Like birds caught in a net, all worlds and their rulers sigh powerlessly under the time factor that is the cause out here. People not aware of that time factor, him, the Lord of Time, the strength of our senses, mind, body, life force, death, and immortality, consider their indifferent body the cause. O sir, dear Indra, please understand that all things thus, O generous one, just like a wooden doll or a cuddly animal, depend on Isha, the power, the Lord and Master of Time, constituting their life and coherence. Without his mercy, the person, the Purusha, the material energy, Prakriti, the manifest reality, Mahatattva, the self or false ego, Atma or Ahankara, the elements, Bhutas, the senses of action and perception, the Indriyas, and what belongs to them, the mind, Manas, intelligence, Buddhi and consciousness, Chit, are not capable of bringing about anything or do whatever like maintenance and destruction. Not knowing the Lord, the time factor, one considers oneself, despite being fully dependent, to be the one in control, but it is he who creates beings by other living beings, and it is he who devours them through others. The blessings of longevity, opulence, fame and power arise when the time is ripe, his time, just as the opposite is found without having chosen for it. Therefore, one should be equal about fame and infamy, victory and defeat, misery and happiness, and dying and living. The modes of goodness, passion and ignorance are found in material nature. They are not the qualities of the spiritual soul. He who knows the soul as the one in the position of the witness will be free from bondage. Look at me, defeated in battle with my weapon and arm cut off, O enemy, I am still trying the best I can to take your life. In the game of this battle, our lives are the stakes, the arrows are the dice, our carriers are the game board, and it is not known who will win and who will lose." Sri Shuka said, "King Indra, hearing the straightforward, reverent words of Vritra, took up the thunderbolt and addressed him with a smile, without further wondering about what he had said. Indra said, "O Danava, with this kind of consciousness you have attained perfection. You are a devotee perfectly focused on the Supersoul, who is the greatest friend and the ruler of the universe. You managed to surmount the Maya of Lord Vishnu that deludes the common man. In your giving up the Asura mentality, you have obtained the position of an exalted devotee. It is truly a great miracle to see how you, as someone driven by passion, have a strong consciousness now that you are in Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord of pure goodness. Being devoted to the Supreme Lord Hari, the bestower of beatitude, you are swimming in an ocean of nectar. What would the use be then of small ditches of water, of a small material happiness?" Sri Shuka said, "Thus, having discussed the ins and outs of Dharma, O King, the great commanders Indra and Vritra, who were well matched, fought again. Whirling dangerously with his iron club, Vritra, who saw a chance to subdue his enemy, with his left hand hurled it at Indra, O best of kings. But the demigod cut with the Shataparvana, the hundred-hooked thunderbolt, simultaneously the club to pieces, as also the hand that was as strong as an elephant's trunk. Being struck by Indra, the carrier of the bolt, he, profusely bleeding with the wings of his arms cut off by the root from his trunk, fell from the sky like a mountain. Because of his great life force and uncommon prowess, the demon was able to put his lower jaw on the ground and his upper jaw in the sky, so that his mouth became a huge opening. With his tongue and teeth, he, like a fearful snake wishing to eat an elephant, seemed to devour, as if he were time itself, the three worlds with his preposterous body. Pounding and shaking the earth, he then moved his feet as if they were the Himalayas, whereupon he, thus reaching Indra, swallowed him together with his thunderbolt and elephant. Seeing him swallowed by Vritra, all the demigods, together with the founding fathers and the great sages, in great grief lamented, 'Alas, what a misery!' Even though he was swallowed by the king of the demons, he did not die in his belly, because he, arriving there, was protected by the Supreme Personality, as also by his own power of yoga to master the illusion. The slayer of Bala, the mighty one, got out by piercing the abdomen with his thunderbolt, whereupon he with great force cut off the head of the enemy that was like a mountain peak. But when the thunderbolt, in order to sever the head, in its entirety quickly revolved around the neck to cut it through, it took as many days as it takes the luminaries to move over both sides of the equator, a year, to reach the time that it fell. At that moment, in the sky, the sound could be heard of the kettle drums of the denizens of heaven and the perfected souls. Together with the saints who had gathered, they celebrated the prowess of the victor, Indra, by joyously praising him with various mantras and a shower of flowers. From Vritrasura's body, the light of his soul rose up, O subduer of the enemies, that before the eyes of all the gods achieved the supreme abode.